because so many people in our area have only heard rumors about the current status of the construction of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, we interviewed someone who knows where things stand.
Hi, this is Denise Campbell, the community liaison with the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
Denise, where do we stand right now? I understand the construction has been delayed by FERC, and we keep hearing it's about ready to start up again. Where does it stand right now?
Okay, we did receive a back-to-work order last week. So, of course, you know, the rain has not been our friend. We've had quite a bit of rain, as you know, but we were given the release from FERC to return back to work. So crews are working. We have locations in Harrison and Lewis County, Upshur County, Southern Randolph County, and, as you know, Pocahontas County. So, of course, all of these yards are in different stages because some things were set up earlier in different areas. But there is activity in all of the yards going on, so we are back to work.
What caused the delay in the first place?
Well, there was the Fourth Circuit Court had concerns regarding the national park and the fish and wildlife permit. They wanted to review those permits, seek out a little more information, clarification. So that's what happened during that six-week time period where we had the stop work order. And then the information that was needed to be given to FERC by the National Parks and the Fish and Wildlife were provided, and then FERC issued that we would be able to go back to work.
So everything is good now? That you didn't have to change anything because of this, did you?
Some changes at the yard in Frost, which is, of course, in Pocahontas County, because we still have a permit and an order that we're waiting on for the Mon Forest and the George Washington Forest. So that prevents us from doing any work there. Yard 3A is a little unique because it is a build that is going to be in West Virginia and in Virginia. So with the upcoming weather change, there were layoffs in 3A. That's what we call the Frost Yard. There were approximately 50 people laid off, and those people consisted of welders and the welders' helpers, because for the schedule, they are not going to be putting any pipe in the ground for the year 2018 out of the Frost 3A area.
So the construction schedules, there had to be some revisions, I guess, because they delayed you pretty much through all the warm weather.
Well, of course, those 6 weeks, but ACP is still planning to be on time with getting gas flowing by December of 19. And of course, you and I recognize a project of this magnitude, there's always probably going to be a little tweaks and changes. And we've had some hurdles that we've had to go over. But one thing is this project has been very thoroughly reviewed for public safety, environmental safety, 600 miles of pipeline, a $5.5 billion project. I guess it is to be expected that we would have some changes along the way.
We will keep you posted on the progress of this construction as it proceeds along. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.